At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think the offseason, we executed what we wanted to. Spring training was solid. I think the two games in Monterey were awesome. Change of pace, getting out of the routine. And now we're here in Dallas, ready to go.
Alex Cora from earlier this afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons, the first of his weekly Wednesday interviews with us. Which,
good interview, you guys. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah. And he'll be every Wednesday, usually in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:10, 2:30, sometime depending on game time. It'll be live in our Ford Fenway studios at Fenway Park during homestands and home games. And I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I've told this to you, Ted.
Yeah. Good dude.
I like interviewing him because he's just a guy. There's none of that weirdness of interviewing Belichick where you're thinking too closely about your words because you're afraid he's going to like pounce on something or you heard him throughout the interview, and if you missed it
or dismiss a question that he thinks is stupid,
right? Like and try to make you seem stupid like for even asking the question. If you missed the interview with Alex Cora, we're going to replay a couple of the clips here, but you can go back on the Odyssey app. You can subscribe to WEEI Afternoons on the Odyssey app. It's free, AUDACY, just to make sure you know how to spell it. And that was him saying the team's ready for spring training. First and foremost, Ted Johnson.
Ready for spring training?
I mean, ready for the season. After spring training, okay. After a little fitsy, what is it called? Mexibation action?
Mexibition.
That's a Fitzy original. Yep, get it? See? See what he did?
Mexibation. Jeez
yeah.
Louise.
That was close to a whole different thing. Yeah, it's spring training. You're away from your family, the hotel. I don't know what they're doing down there.
Okay, all right.
10 o'clock. Jeez.
But are they ready for the regular season? We rode a roller coaster, Ted. We had the early buzz, and then we had a little fall where it was like, guys are hurt, guys are sick, guys are missing. The closer's not as good as we thought.
Yeah, Campbell's not hitting the ball.
Right, Giolito's not ready. The like all of this. Are we back to
Liam Hendricks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we back to they're ready?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Rainbows and lollipops, absolutely. I'm curious what y'all's takeaway from that, but I just get a sense when I listen to Alex Cora. I always like when the manager. It's kind of like the analogy I like to make is when I'm on a flight, and if I see the flight attendant, it's turbulent, and the flight attendants are cool, and there's everyone, please put your seatbelts on, and there's casually walking down while the plane's bouncing around. I'm like, all right, I'm cool. It's cool. They're cool. But when the flight attendants are running for cover and there's turbulence, I'm like, oh crap, we're going down. I like when Alex is in a good headspace. It just feels like he's happy. He feels like he's really just happy about his team and the depth and the options he has and about their chances this year. And so that makes me relax and feel a little bit more confident. I just liked his overall tone.
Absolutely.
Of the interview. I think he's genuinely excited about the season, and I think you can look back at history in 2012, 2018, the Red Sox had, for whatever it's worth, you remember really good spring training, and it led to really good seasons. So I think Alex puts in a good spring training season equates to usually a good regular season.
Fitzy, it's funny because Ted went with the flight And I agree with you. When the flight attendant puts that seat down and puts her seatbelt on, I'm like,
they get in the jump seat. Uh-oh. That's when you're like, oh, gosh. Buckle up.
Better chug a lucky energy so I survive this thing. But Fitzy, the thing that popped into my head was the old Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. I think he believes a lot of things about his ball club, but he's also been around baseball long enough to remember times where he probably believed and thought things that didn't come to fruition, and he needs to see it unfold in the months of April and May and over the course of a long season. So that was what jumped into my mind, was like, trust, but I need to verify it on a major league, you know, regular season game field.
He told us that they have a good ball club. Like, he straight up said, we have a good ball club. Like, I think he believes this is the best one he's had since 2018. He told us how grateful he was that the front office and the GM were aggressive in their pursuits of several different players that he wanted, and he believed that the team needed as well. And he reminded us, from the question I asked him about the mighty rookie triumvirate, that he got to baseball thanks to injury. And injuries happen, and you have to factor that into the equation, and you have to be ready for that as well, which is why there's good depth at the major league and now minor league level as well. So I feel like Alex Cora should be carrying. I'll go with another former president, Andy. I'll go with Theodore Roosevelt. That's why I think right now he is speaking softly and carrying a big stick.
Okay, we're talking about his baseball bat that he brings for batting practice and fungos and things that he hits. Stiz, the topic du jour about a month ago was Rafi Devers. Will he accept his lot in life? What's he going to do? Alex Cora seemed very matter-of-fact about the situation and how it has played itself out with Rafi Devers.
We had conversations throughout spring training, and he was very vocal about how he felt. And we made a decision. Alex is going to play third. Rafi's going to DH. And we all are in the winning business, and he understands that. It's like everything, right? You don't have to agree with it, you know, but at the end of the day, what are we going to do to go out there and perform every single day? And he's been working hard, not only with his swing, but the routine, of course. You know, it's a little bit different. Somebody mentioned, can he do it? You know, like, you know what? Every DH used to be a position player until there were DHs, right? JD went through the same transition. In 2018, he was an outfielder. He became a DH, and you saw what happened. So we expect the same thing. The kid is ready to go. He's going to hit second against lefties and righties, and he's going to DH. And I think having Alex behind him is going to benefit him. And, honestly, I expect a great season from Rafi offensively.
When you frame it, it's the best thing for our team to win. How can Rafi argue against that, right?
As long as they win.
As long as they win. That's it. If you get off to, they start losing, maybe it turns a little bit.
Festers.
But Alex is so definitely equipped to, like, manage that ego in that situation, right? With Rafi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows what's best. We've been talking to all throughout, you know, spring training, like, you know, and so I just think he knows how to handle these guys, and it's a great point. You know, everybody, all DHs start out as position players.
And he's a baseball guy who's been around all of this. You mentioned he got his job because somebody gets hurt. Like,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. He's been through this ringer a number of times, and it's almost, this is a cheap shot from afar, and the guy's probably doesn't deserve it, but like Gerard Mayo.
So go ahead and take it.
Yeah, Gerard Mayo, I would worry about him handling the DH situation with Devers just because of his lack of experience and just, but Cora's been through this, and we're in the winning business, right? We're trying to win. You want to win. I want to win. If we all win, we all make a lot of money. We have a lot of fun. We have parades, and they give us big fancy rings with lots of diamonds on them. So it's funny to me. You were ahead of the curve on this, Ted. You, like, laughed this off pretty early on.
I guess I just felt like the tone of Rafi's, no. Like, he was clearly telling you how he felt, but I just didn't get, like, he was just, screw this place. I want out. Get me traded out of here tomorrow. And I just feel like, you know, that's 5 weeks before the season starts. And all these good vibes with Alex Bregman being there and how everybody felt about the team, it just was like Rafi had to get on board. And he's not, I don't think he's got the strong, domineering personality behind the scenes. I felt like he was going to acquiesce eventually. Like, I think when you got Poppy and all these guys saying, you know, it's really about winning, and but hey, it's great that he feels that way because he's a competitor, but it's about winning.
Yep.
You hear that for 5 weeks straight, eventually the guy is going to be worn down and be like, you know what, it is about winning. I'll give up my position. It's not that big of a deal.
Did you guys see what MLB.com put out in the last hour?
Tell us. What do you got?
I believe I shared also on our little text thread as well, but they put out their predictions for AL and NL winners and the World Series matchup and champion.
How about that?
Who's they?
MLB. MLB.com.
All the
the actual website?
The actual website.
AI?
It's not it. It is
surprised.
Not a porn site. It is not something that's going to steal your bank account.
Better than Steamer?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jesus. That Steamer segment, that's going to be an all-time classic. We might reference that a few times over the years.
Yeah, as in, like, how was that one? It was a real steamer.
It was a steamer. We don't need any more steamers.
Who does MLB?
And not the clam you wash and butter up.
Who do they got winning the AL?
The Boston Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox, baby.
And winning the NL? Winning the NL, of course, would be your
Dodgers.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
I mean, they're going 162-0.
Their world champion? The Los Angeles Dodgers. But to which I say, hey, who says no to that?
I mean, yeah, I'll take a World Series run. I'll take just a playoff run. I don't even need to get to the World Series. You give me win a series in the playoff, just that little taste of October postseason. We'll talk ourselves into more. We'll feel good about that time because if they're there, they had a good season. We'll talk ourselves into more. But the Dodgers are pretty freaking good. I'm not sure the Red Sox are quite in that league.
Do you got the Red Sox winning the AL East?
No, I don't. I think they will probably be a wild card team, but I think they might be a wild card team. We're going to flip a script. We have talked to Alex Cora every year about his team fading down the stretch and failing to go into the playoffs. I say this is the year they flip the switch and they are building toward the postseason. So as a wild card team, they're going to be the proverbial no one wants to play the Red Sox because they're hitting stride. They figure out the closer. They figure out whatever issues bubbled up.
Maybe they get that one piece at the trade deadline.
Absolutely, Mason Miller.
Puts them over
you listening to Athletics? We'd like Mason Miller, if possible, Trevor Story. It's a good deal for you. Minor league stadiums love Trevor Story. It will go over big with your
14,000
fans.
Can I give you this pair of busted flip-flops and you give me a pair of Bruno Mollies?
Hey,
please.
You never know. People are dumb out there. Fitzy, if I said who is the most important player on the Red Sox this year, your answer would be, and please get this right because I want it to lead into the cut I want to play, but who is the most important Red Sox?
Oh, Garrett Crochet.
Boom! Is Garrett Crochet ready? It's like we planned that. Is he ready to be the ace and the load that comes with that? Here's your answer.
We're about to see, but physically he is. This guy is a monster. You know, he's big and strong, and you know the way he goes about his business in the training room, in the weight room, is ace-like, right? But now, obviously, we got to go out there every 5 days and prove it. We're going to let him go. That's, you know, the expectations are 30-plus starts and help us win as many games as possible. And I truly believe physically he's different than others. You know, I joke with Sal, about that. I compare him with Sale, but he's stronger, right? And and Chris actually agree with that. But you'll see him. You know, he's ready to go, and it's just a matter of we have to be smart about it too. You know, the way the season starts, there's a lot of games early on. Then the schedule actually benefits us from June, July, and August. So we'll take care of him, and if we do that, he's going to take care of us.
I love how he just compares him. Hey, Chris, Sale. Garrett Crochet, he's a lot bigger and stronger and more physical than
he's
you,
like
right?
You, but strong.
It's like, dude.
And Sale's like, yeah, kind of right. I'm pretty skinny. I kind of blow away
Chris,
when the wind
Chris
blows.
Agreed. Yeah, the guy's a lot stronger than me. Yeah.
But I thought five words in the middle of that answer were the best thing I could hear from Alex Cora.
And what were they?
We're going to let him go. Like, no
Turn
limitations.
Loose.
No, yep. the White
the
30 Sox.
30-plus starts. Ooh.
Yeah, 30-plus starts. But he got to 30-plus starts in a weird way last year when they were only letting him pitch four innings. No. We're letting him go. Yeah. He's our ace. Yeah, if we need 6 1/3, 6 2/3, Thank seven God. Innings, strikeouts, Please. Let him go.
I think they need it. If you got a starter that can go seven innings, let him go seven innings, for crying out loud. Oh, my goodness. I do love having just a big body. I feel like they've made a conscious effort to kind of get bigger pitchers.
Yeah, because that's what works.
It usually does.
I mean, Pedro wasn't huge. That's a little different. But if you think of Josh Beckett, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, there's a lot of those
big boys.
Rich Keefe calls them hosses.
Yeah.
That they seem to be stronger, more durable, and be able to do it.
A little attitude-y.
Little Texas attitude little for Texas some of them attitude. Where they're He's the most exciting
the
Red
key.
Sox player in probably, I guess, Sale. We were excited about Sale, and it worked out with Sale until it stopped working out with Sale.
But mound presence, it's Garrett Crochet all day.
Yeah.
Haas.
Absolutely.
Over Sale.
Ace.
Yeah.
I love also, too. Meanwhile, last year, they had the guy that finished in eighth place or seventh runner-up for MVP, overall offensive superpower, all-star game MVP with a ding-dong in the Midsummer Classic, and we haven't spent any time talking about him. I mean, Jaron Duran could be the most slept-on, under-talked, least-discussed superstar or, like, MVP candidate in ages. I love it. That's great. That's probably how he'll thrive.
That's the best place for him to be because lean on Devers, lean on Bregman, lean on these other guys, and let's just watch me do my thing.
Yeah.
He's also, and we've touched on this before, turned his entire Q rating and sort of mentality relationship with the fan. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Last night, I'm watching the game in Monterrey, Mexico, and he's signing autographs in the dugout behind the stands. Red Sox fans and people are there. He's really embraced. He said something that you can't say, got in trouble. He's paid his fines to society, whatever you want to call it. And I do think he's come out the other side smarter and better for it.
I mean, he played the best baseball he's ever played last year, and that gives you so much confidence going into this year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, money on the horizon, you keep doing that. You see these contracts they're handing out for multi-tool players and guys that can play. You can make yourself some coin.
He is exciting to watch, though.
He's fun. They're going to be fun. They're going to be entertaining, except for every good, for every yin, there's a yang or whatever you want to call it. We got to balance this out. So we're excited about Crochet. Fitzy, if I asked you a different question.
Go ahead.
We haven't practiced this, so let's get this right. We'll do it live. The biggest question for your Boston Red Sox heading into the season would be?
Oh, it's probably the back of the bullpen closer.
And what is Alex Cora's thoughts these days on the closer situation?
No, I think, the way Chapman has thrown the ball, he earned it, right? But at the same time, we're not going to pin ourselves in certain series, right? Especially the first two, you know, Texas and Baltimore, you know, their left-handed hitters. So if there's a pocket in the A's that is Seager, you're going to see Chapman there. I don't know the situation with Baltimore. But, you know, if Henderson is leading out the eighth, you're going to see Chapman. But most of the time, he's going to pitch the ninth. We have to figure a few things out. We need consistency from some other guys, right? We try to, you know, address that throughout the offseason. Having Whitlock helps. Obviously, Slayton healthy is going to help. Justin Wilson is a good pitcher. He can get lefties and righties out. But the Kellys and Weiser, they need to do the job because you cannot only rely on your Slayton and Chapman and Wilson, right? There's going to be days that they're going to have to pitch the seventh and the eighth, and we expect them to perform. You know, I think that was something that happened last year, right? Like, if you look at our stats or our season, you know, we blew 30-plus saves, and it's not in the ninth, only in the ninth, right? It's from the sixth inning on, and we have to be better in that aspect.
interesting juxtaposition there. So I asked him about Garrett Crochet being ready to be the ace. Oh, he's ready to be the ace. We'll see, but he's ready to go. He's strong. He's better than Chris Sale. He's this. He's that. He's a hoss. No limitations. And then you ask him about closer. He's like, well, you know, Chapman's earned it, but he'll pitch some in the eighth, and Hendricks is still pitching. Matchups, and it's like, if you had the Crochet of closers, right, you would have spent all those words talking about that guy and how good he looks and how strong he is. Yeah. The more he talked, the more you get an insight into, he knows he doesn't have a closer. He knows there's a question in the back
end of
the
bullpen. Not one that he feels real confident about. I mean, Aroldis has been pitching his ass off, though.
Aroldis Chapman can wow you, can blow you away.
But do we feel like it's going to be consistent?
I think we talked a little bit about it earlier. I think one of the key numbers for this team will be blown saves again in the bullpen, whether that's Chapman, Hendricks, other people. I think that could tell you how good this team could be, and it will affect other guys, the starters. You know, when Houck goes 5-6 innings and you're like, okay, he pitched really well, do you blow it after that, or do you build off of the momentum the starter gave you? But I think that answer was interesting. The more he talked about roles and matchups and other people, the more it told you. Mm. You know, if he had Mason Miller, an all-star closer who threw 100, he would have just said, yeah, we got the front end, we got the back end. He's going to go out there, he's going to dominate, he's going to do X, he's going to do Y. He doesn't. He knows it. That's why they will trade for one. Hopefully it's Mason Miller at some point. But that was Alex Cora. And like I said, if you missed it, there was more good stuff to it. He talked about a lot of different topics. You can go to the Odyssey app. Just subscribe to WEEI Afternoons so you can get that interview each and every Wednesday throughout the baseball season here with myself, Fitzy, Ted Johnson on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it's odds and ends, and we have some interesting audio from LeBron James, who we thought he had an ally in media.
Damn, bro. I thought you guys were friends.
I don't think they're friends anymore. Oof. I think his friend will be crying himself to sleep tonight on his big pillow like the old woman that he looks like on TV. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a 1-year, no breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, Let's drive.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.